Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Welcome in to another edition of the show that we believe is Odyssey's favorite podcast, Name That News. And we are here in this odd, nebulous time period in between adding a day to the year and then also next weekend when we will turn our clocks back. So we're in this weird period where we've got an extra day, but we're going to lose an hour. And I don't know where I am at this point, and I don't think I'll recover from this for the next 6 months. What about you, my co-host, Zach Clark?
Well, Mark, what do birds and time have in common? Neither one of them are real.
I thought you said they both poop on our head at times.
I mean, that's true, too, but no, neither one of them are real. We just made time up, and we do whatever we want with it. Doesn't matter.
Just like air. I don't think air exists either. What? There's just nothing around me. I can't see it. Something is registering, I guess. I failed to introduce myself. I am Mark Menard, and my co-host here, as I mentioned, is Zach Clark. And what we do here, besides all of this existential silliness that we've been hitting you with, is we go through a week's worth of news, and we pull out clips that we like, that we find interesting, and we want you to hear just how interesting they are, but we want you to figure out how interesting they are for yourself, because we change them up a little bit. We make you try to guess what they're talking about. That's why the show's called Name That News. So, Zach, you're going to lead us off this week. Let's get out of this nebulous time period that we're stuck in, this time loop of silliness, and let's get on with the show.
So, Mark, we're not going to go too far away here. We're going to stay in the Midwest. This clip comes to us from WBBM in Chicago.
Our top story, do you remember what you were doing 17 years ago when the mayor of West Suburban Broadview does? That's when he started what became a marathon legal battle to keep a from opening in his community.
Alrighty, Mark, what was this mayor trying to stop from opening and in fact succeeding in stopping from opening? Was it A, a gun range? Was it B, a concert venue? Or was it C, a strip club?
All right. So, three things that varying degrees of dislike if they open your community. I live down here in New Orleans, and I know the battles that people have fought who chose to live in the French Quarter near loud music venues, and then they still complain when those venues end up getting loud. And my stance is always, you knew what you were moving in nearby when you got there. These places have been there for a long time. You shouldn't complain after the fact. But it could very well be a new concert venue from opening up. A gun range also would be loud, because you'd have people firing guns all the time, all day long. But a strip club near a neighborhood where kids are riding their bikes around, maybe there's a school, maybe there's a church. I would see where a strip club nearby might cause some type of a legal battle. I don't know what the mayor's politics are, but I'm going to go ahead and say the most obvious answer to me would be a strip club.
Mark, you say that's the most obvious answer, but I don't understand why. The strip club has no windows, none of it's outside. These other two things are outside and obnoxious. But what do I know? You are right. The answer is C. It is a strip club. Look, I'm here in Detroit, Mark. We have strip clubs all over neighborhoods. It's just how it goes.
We don't have as many down here in New Orleans as you might think. But there are certainly quite a few in the French Quarter area, in the touristy areas of Bourbon Street. You can find what you're looking for if that's what you're looking for if you head down to Bourbon. From the Midwest, we're going to head south a little bit, but still in the central part of the country, right in the middle to the Lone Star State and Big D, Dallas, Texas, KRLD. We're talking about Leap Day, and here's a little bit more about it.
Today is a day we see only once every 4 years. It's not often we get a February 29th. They call it Leap Day. Why do we have to leap?
So, why do we have a Leap Day every 4 years? And look, I'm throwing you a little bit of a softball here because maybe it's because we're stuck in this weird time zone area where we don't know which end is up right now. But I'm going to take it easy on you with this one. This one might be a little obvious. Is it A year is actually 365 days and 6 hours, so we have to add a day every 4 years? Is it B, to keep things spicy for the calendar makers? Or is it C, to please our secret humanoid frog overlords that love to see us leap?
I think it's got to be C, obviously, because nothing is real, like I said earlier. You know, the funny thing about this is I did a story about this, Mark, last week, and it would take, without Leap Day, it would take 700 years for the seasons to flip, because that's what would happen. And then it would take another 700 more years for things to right themselves. And the most frustrating thing is that that's not even right. It's like 365 days, 5 hours, and like 49 minutes. So even that is not correct. The answer is A, and again, time isn't real.
You're correct. A year is actually longer than just 365 24-hour periods. It's a little bit more than that. And so every 4 years, we have to try to correct ourselves as best we can by adding a day. And if you're wondering why they add a day to February, it's because simply it's the shortest month already. It can take another day.
All right, Mark, we're going to stay here in Detroit. This comes to us from WWJ, and you'll probably recognize the voice. What I have not thought about are violent tornadoes in the middle of the night, two of them in the last days of February. On top of all of that, we set a February record hitting 73 degrees. But the overnight low tonight? Alrighty, Mark, that comes from my very own podcast, The Daily J, here in Detroit. So how big of a temperature swing did we experience? Was it A, 50 degrees, B, 40 degrees, or C, 25 degrees?
50 degrees would be a very wild swing, but 40 degrees, not too different. 25 degrees, I feel like that happens relatively often enough during the year where, you know, you get a front come through. 25 degrees isn't that big of a deal. I'm going to go big. I'm going to say 50 degrees.
Mark, I thought I'd get you with this one because it was 50 degrees, which seems absurd. We went from 72 at 5 o'clock one day. The next day at 5 o'clock, it was 22 degrees. It was unbelievable. We're talking about tornadoes, thunderstorms, and then snow all at once.
A lot going on there. And also, even worse, you got that little tease of warm weather and then right back down to frigid temps for you guys. I feel bad for you. I see you've got the knit hat on still. You're still bundled up. So it's got to be cold.
It's cold. It is.
We're going to stick with a numbers theme here, and we're going to head up to 1010 Winds in New York City, the Big Apple, where incidents happen there just like everywhere else.
People got stuck in a freight elevator on the 20th floor of the Empire State Building last night. This happened about 6 p.m., firefighters eventually got the doors open just before 8. No one was hurt, and what caused that elevator to get stuck is not yet known.
So how many people were stuck in the elevator? Remember, it's a freight elevator. It's bigger than a normal elevator. But is it A, 7, B, 17, or C, 27?
First of all, I hate this question with a fiery passion. I think about this every time I step in an elevator. I don't like it. I don't like it. Here's why this is tricky. I would need to know to have a better idea where they were and what kind of building it was. Almost every apartment building has a freight elevator in New York City because that's how you get things up and down. But if it's a people at a party going to a venue, it makes a difference, right?
Well, they said in the Empire State Building.
Oh, it's in the Empire State Building. Okay, I missed that part. Sorry. I was just dismayed by being stuck in an elevator. I missed that part. Well, I'm going to go big as well. I'm going to say it was 27 people because the amount of tourists that they have at that building is unbelievable.
This time around, your numbers game was a little bit off. It was, in fact, the most comforting answer, which was 7, but even that I feel is too many. I don't want to be stuck in an elevator alone, much less with 6 other people who I may or may not know. Even if I know you, I'm not sure if I want to be stuck in an elevator. And they were stuck there for 2 hours before they were able to get out.
I'd rather be stuck by myself than with random people, though.
Especially if it's a spacious freight elevator and I could sit down, stretch my legs out a little bit. But I feel like even that, I would start to get claustrophobic after a little bit.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So, from claustrophobia, now we go to a fear of heights, I guess, because this is our cliffhanger question of the week. Questions just like the other questions, except we don't give you the instant gratification. We want you to come back and get the answer next week. So before we give you this week's cliffhanger question, let's finally give you the relief you need with the cliffhanger question from last week, where we answer it. For that, we go back to Zach.
Alrighty, Mark, this comes to us from way out west, KNX in Los Angeles. Take a listen.
The amount of money owed versus what is paid. For millionaires and billionaires that either don't file or are underreporting their income, that's a our tax bill.
Alrighty, Mark, how much in tax dollars are the fat cats dodging? Is it A, $150 million? Is it B, $150 billion? Or is it C, $1 trillion?
All of this is more money than I will ever see in my lifetime, and that's just how much they're not paying per year. So right off the bat, we know that we're dealing with people who are far above my pay grade. When it comes to people who have a whole lot of money, they tend to try to hang on to that money as much as possible. That's how they got all that money in the first place. And I would foresee that they would try to withhold as much as possible from the U.S. government, taking it out of their own bank accounts. Otherwise, they'd be way more generous and be handing it out left and right anyway. So, it worked for me last time. I'm going big, baby. Let's go $1 trillion.
Yeah, in the Dr. Evil voice. But, Mark, it's not going to work for you this time. And, I mean, I guess it's somewhat of a relief, because that'd be frustrating, though this is all frustrating. We got the middle number this time. It was $150 billion. The richest Americans combined to not pay $150 billion in taxes.
And yet, that refund for me is shrinking every year somehow.
Because of that. Because of what I just told you.
Tax day's right around the corner. Think of that when you're filling out your taxes and finding out how much you owe. I have nothing comforting to say to you other than let's just move on to something that's also not comforting. This week's cliffhanger question of the week, coming to us from KMOX in St. Louis.
Citing potential national security risks, the Biden administration says it is looking into Chinese-made that can gather sensitive information about Americans.
So what could the Chinese government be using to spy on us? Is it A, smartphones, B, smart cars, or C, smart kitchen appliances?
I mean, we moved away from weather balloons. Do we not use those anymore? Oh, that was last year, right. Okay, never mind. You know, those smart kitchen appliances are crazy. Right, the things you can do from like your refrigerator and the Bluetooth and everything being connected. I feel like I'm already being spied on by my smartphone. And what's a smart car? What the hell does that mean? Like, aren't they all smart now? Is it like an electric? What the hell does that mean? We are safe nowhere. Big Brother is watching. Or foreign Big Brother. I don't know.
Well, look, you get 7 days to keep thinking about this and how many people are actually spying on us and what they're learning about us. I take heart in knowing that they're getting nothing of use from me, more than likely. There is nothing to be gathered by listening to my daily conversations, unless you're really into, like, terrible pop music trivia and, like, pro wrestling. I don't know what else you would get out of me from my daily conversations because I work very quietly, and you're not going to get anything about that. So it's really just going to be what I talk to my friends about.
Fair enough. As one should.
Maybe you'll hear my terrible Macho Man Randy Savage impression every now and then.
Only for Lucky.
So look, that's what you get to think about for the next week. Mull it over. Have your answer ready when we come back a week from now and give you another episode of what we believe is Odyssey's favorite podcast. As for now, special thanks to Brian Fisher, who helps put the show together. Special thanks to you for joining us. If you like what you heard, then please pound that subscribe button. Bookmark us on your browser. Set a reminder on your calendar. We're here every single week with another episode of Name That News. And we promise we're not listening.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.